Welcome, hearty viewers, to this week's edition of Good People, Good Works, featuring Zimbabwean musician and master mbira player, Cosmos Mugaya, who is also the project director of the Nyimbe for Progress program, which seeks to enhance community welfare in 6 villages in Zimbabwe's Mondoro region.
Nyimbe means people working together with a common goal, emphasizing the direction they want to go. And this is why we named the project Nyimbe for Progress.
The overall goal of Nyimbe is to uplift the people in Zimbabwe and really recognize our spiritual relatedness and how we have something to offer each other. Some things they're lacking, some things we're lacking. And through this co-creative experience, there's an exchange going on, and it's a very powerful exchange.
Nyimbe for Progress is a project of Ancient Ways, a U.S.-based nonprofit organization founded by Jane Beck in 1994 to preserve indigenous cultures, with emphasis on promoting the music of Zimbabwe's Shona people and improving the lives of the Shona in rural Zimbabwe by providing health services, schools, and infrastructure such as housing and toilets.
Since 2001, up to now, we've constructed about 38 huts, which is a very good job done by Nyimbe.
Nyimbe, in 3 years, has built the community center, the preschool, has built up a library.
The Nyimbe for Progress project serves approximately 400 families, or 1,350 people. The noble endeavor started as a result of Ms. Beck and Mr. Mugaya meeting while he was in the United States for 6 months as part of a cultural exchange in 1998, and then again the next year when he was touring the country.
I visited the United States with the Mbira group in 1999. So Jane came to visit when we were performing at Oregon University. Then she met with all the other players as well as myself. Then we had a chance again to talk about the suffering of my people, and that is when the project Nyimbe for Progress.
Nyimbe for Progress has opened a health center that offers free medical care to the residents of the local villages.
Juliana has had training as a village health worker.
Anzi Juliana aka dzidziswa mune zve kuraparapa zve village health.
So there's some things that we've brought her so that she can help you when you have minor ailments that don't require a doctor. There's a problem from parasites that come from standing water. And Juliana knows how to test for this. And we brought the medicine. We have the medicine to treat it.
Okay, the biggest health problem I see is diarrhea, because we have no enough toilets.
For people to live a healthy life, they really need to have some toilets. They really need to drink safe water.
We came up with the health center, and this health center has really helped alleviate a lot of suffering. So we really helped the people by creating this health center. Also at this health center, we teach people the hygienic standard, because teaching them, you know, the best practices in life helps reduce, you know, the chances of people getting sick and going to hospitals. During the rainy seasons, when it's raining, you know, people, they use bush toilets. So that is swept into the drinking water which they drink if it is not protected. But if we have protected water like wells, then definitely we reduce that. a few number of people will be affected by diseases, and as a result, eradicating expenses on buying medicines.
How has Ancient Ways helped in improving the water availability and quality?
They have helped by in sponsoring some wells.
How many wells?
So far, I would say we've managed around 20 to 50. Yeah, we've helped quite a number of families so that, you know, when they have a well, then they can also have a home garden. Then they can water it and grow vegetables.
Right, you have water, you have a garden, you have livelihood.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, water is life.
Nimbe for Progress has also established a preschool that serves 80 students.
Nimbe for Progress preschool is different from the other preschools because the education is far much better and it provides food for the children.
We have introduced, you know, a preschool, or call it a creche. And, you know, there used not to be any creche nearby, so we introduced that. And our preschool, we also feed these young minds, and they, you know, they stay healthy, and they are taught how to live nicely. They are also taught to water their own garden. You know, we give them little bottles, and there is a, you know, there is a well, and you know, they are supervised. The teachers, you know, help them do something. At least then they know from the early age that food is grown. We have a garden where they grow vegetables, mangoes, guava, you know, all sorts of fruit trees, so that, you know, the kids can also utilize that. Besides that, we also buy some really good food, beans, eggs, nutritious stuff, you know, to feed them.
Mr. Magaya to share some stories of children Nimbe for Progress has assisted over the years.
Yes, I have some good stories, good, exciting stories. Sometimes in cultures and in our culture or in Africa in particular, a girl used not favored to be sent to school because the thinking was once she's grown up enough, she gets married. But the boy sent him to school wherever. So in Nimbe, we managed to have some girls who are going to school. For example, Jane Chambati, who has been sponsored by Nimbe through Ancient Ways to university level. And a year ago, she had some exchange programs in Germany. And right now she's working on her master's.
Wow.
So this is really a great achievement, a great story, because as a parent who also has got four kids, three of them are girls, I really like to see girls being helped, you know, achieve their goals in life. So the second story is about a young boy is now a man, who was also helped by Nimbe to go to university and did his law degree. He's now working as a lawyer for human rights.
Wow.
In Zimbabwe. We thank Ancient Ways for working so, you know, hard, continuously assisting us to be able to achieve these good things.
For all the people whose lives have been transformed, Nimbe for Progress has a special place in their hearts.
Nimbe for Progress have gave us a very big change in such a way that it has chosen
those children who are capable in class, but they are financially disadvantaged. In that case, we see those children progressing very, very good, and it's helping.
I would like to say thank you, Nimbe. Keep on helping us.
I feel very free and relaxed, and all this is because of Nimbe. I feel like dancing.
What would you like to accomplish in the future through Asian Ways for your community, for your people?
I really would want to see more people in Zimbabwe and more people within my community utilize their land well, and as a result, be able to produce enough food which can keep them going, and so that they don't continue depending on Nimbe. So my goal is get a tractor which can really till the land for people so they are able to grow enough food.
Before we close our program, Mr. Magaya will show us the workings of the mbira, the sacred instrument of the Shona people.
I will take my instrument out of my resonator so that people can see. This is the mbira, and the mbira has got 22 keys, but you may find other mbiras with more than 22 keys. Those are extra keys. And the keys lay on the bridge, and you see the crossbar keeps the keys intact with the soundboard. You see there is a hole on the right, that's where we insert our little finger in order to control the mbira when you are playing it, okay? And also, you see there is this little thing here that resembles the rattles or shakers, because when we play, they vibrate. We need the vibration.
We are touched by your works, Cosmos Magaya, Jane Beck, and all the staff and volunteers of the Nimbe for Progress program and Ancient Ways. With blessings from God, may Ancient Ways and Nimbe for Progress continue to successfully create a better life for disadvantaged people in Zimbabwe in the future. For more details on Nimbe for Progress and Ancient Ways, please visit www.ancient-ways.org. Elevated viewers, we have enjoyed your company on this edition of Good People, Good Works. May the joy of sharing be known by all.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.